I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Austin York, and this is the Afternoon All Local.
Sean Combs, Diddy, he is still behind bars, and he may be there for quite a while. Denied bail in his case. He was arrested, of course, Monday evening. The indictment unsealed yesterday. Numerous crimes, including racketeering, sex trafficking, transportation to engage in prostitution, and again, he was denied bail yesterday.
This gets dirty, man, this indictment. If you read it, if you look at the details.
Yeah, it's not good. Herb Scribner covers media and pop culture for the Washington Post. He's with us right now on KRLD. Herb, tell us, why no bail for Combs? They're not going to let him out. Why?
Yeah, I think it mostly comes down to, you know, the judge's decision yesterday. Basically, reading between the lines, the judge found that Combs was a little kind of untrustworthy. They're worried about him being a flight risk, and that, you know, some of his accusers might be vulnerable to him and his influence, given that there's a power dynamic there. And so they just, you know, they decided to keep him in federal custody. From what I've heard, this is not like, you know, out of the ordinary, but, you know, this is kind of what they decided to do. And Diddy's attorneys, you know, they tried to make the case that he was trustworthy and, you know, that he had shown good faith by flying to New York to offer, you know, an offer to turn himself in. They'd even offered a bail package that, you know, included a $50 million bond. But the judge just thought that, you know, he wasn't trustworthy enough, that he was a flight risk, and decided to keep him there.
All right. I mentioned some of the allegations here that got pretty, I guess, dirty is the word that I used. Could you talk us or walk us through some of these allegations?
Yeah, of course. So, you know, you've obviously already mentioned the racketeering, sex trafficking, and transportation to engage in prostitution. A lot of this goes around Combs running a criminal organization, which the indictment refers to as the Combs Enterprise. And it's basically, you know, members of his record label and, you know, Combs Enterprises, Combs Global, just a lot of associates there that have kind of, you know, allegedly carried out some of these actions, which include crimes such as, you know, forced labor, sex trafficking, narcotics distribution, arson, kidnapping, obstruction of justice. So just a lot of little, you know, a lot of crimes sprinkled through there. And then a lot of it centers around these things that, you know, are called freak-offs, which are, you know, the allegations explain them as, you know, illegal sex parties that, you know, he held and helped orchestrate and organize, that included narcotics, lubricant, linens, lighting, a lot of, you know, controlled substances like cocaine, methamphetamine, ketamine. And, you know, those have been kind of like out there, you know, in some of the other accusations. But that there's a lot of description about that in the indictment as well. And, kind of his behavior during that and how he allegedly accused of coercing victims, by threatening financial support or derailing their careers, if they, you know, were open about those, parties and whatnot. So it's pretty deep, but that's kind of the lay of the land.
Do you think the feds are going to try to flip some of the other people implicated in this? And what are their chances of successfully doing that?
Yeah, I can't say for sure. It did seem that the kind of the attorneys that are involved in this have been hinting at that this might, you know, lead to more people, you know, people who are involved in this coming forward. It doesn't sound like the U.S. Attorney's Office is done filing charges either. It sounds like they're still, you know, they said the investigation is still ongoing, so that could go a lot of different ways from there. And, you know, so I think that's something definitely to watch, because it doesn't seem like this is over, and you never know, you know, what kind of things could come out if there are more charges and more the investigation continues.
Assuming these allegations are true, Herb, how was he able to keep this up for so many years?
Yeah, nobody was talking.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of that's a good question. I think a lot of the indictment, at least, like, kind of leans into that, kind of mentions that, you know, Combs allegedly, you know, he coerced his victims, but also allegedly, like, threatened to withhold money from them or derail their careers. You know, there's also some allegations that he might have, like, filmed some of the acts that were done at these illegal parties and whatnot, which, you know, he allegedly kept the recordings. I believe it was the attorney's office yesterday who said that they captured some of those in a raid by the DHS last March. And I think that, you know, those videos were kept to keep victims quiet, according to the indictment. So it sounds like there was a lot of that going on, that he basically, you know, Diddy was one of the most powerful men in entertainment, and, you know, had a massive reputation. And so I think him, you know, I think according to the indictment, it seems that he threatened to derail people's careers or reveal these recordings if they were to open up about it. So that was probably what he was doing to keep it quiet.
Herb, listen, thanks so much. It's great information. We appreciate the time. Herb Scribner, Washington Post reporter, with us, the latest on Sean Combs still in jail. They're talking 30 to 40 years.
When you listen to some of these details, as I did, when you look at the indictment and read them, and when we're talking, these freak-offs were not just, you know, a night. These were several days. Men were brought in from other male prostitutes, female prostitutes, and then he forced them to engage in sex acts while he watched and filmed them, gave them drugs to keep it up, and if they try to leave, he kept them there.
And as Herb said, you know, how was he able to do this for so many years? It's fear.
Yeah. Right?
Because he had the ability, absolutely, to trash their careers.
It's like the Harvey Weinstein thing. Why did people not say anything? It's because he was one of the most powerful men in Hollywood.
Exactly.
Diddy Combs was very powerful.
And what was, you said, among the items seized in those raids?
They got 1,000 bottles of lube.
1,000.
I'm not just saying, look, a couple of bottles of lube I can get away with, but 1,000? What do you need that for?
I think that speaks to the...
you're having a freak-off, aren't you, buddy?
Yeah.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Two Dallas cops facing criminal charges.
Dallas police officer Brennan Wilkinson was arrested by police in Arlington on a charge of aggravated sexual assault of a child. He's also facing two more charges of indecency with the child. All of those are felonies. Dallas police say he's been with the department for just over 4 years and has been placed on administrative leave. In a separate case, Senior Corporal Raneen Bazzi was arrested on a charge of assault family violence. That's a Class A misdemeanor. She's been with the department since 2015 and has also been placed on leave. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas police say that they have arrested the man suspected of attacking a woman on Elm Street in downtown for no apparent reason. So there's video that shows this woman was standing on the corner of Elm and Field Street last week when a guy just walks up to her and hits her in the back of the head with a pole. The security camera at a nearby apartment complex captured the whole thing, and police released pictures of the suspect. They say they have identified him, 36-year-old Antonio Banks. And apparently he's already in jail in Dallas County on two other charges. He is now being charged with aggravated assault.
He killed a woman while she fixed a flat tire on the side of the road. That's according to the cops. Now the Arlington cops have made an arrest.
Back in June, the driver of a pickup truck struck and killed 21-year-old Ariana Laws along I-20 in Arlington when she was fixing a flat tire. The driver sped off and ditched the truck. Witnesses told police before the accident the truck was driving erratically. Now police say they've connected it to 26-year-old Josue Rodriguez. He initially told police he was somewhere else that night, but they say they have enough evidence to charge him. He's behind bars on a $40,000 bond. Laws was a Marine reservist and was on her way to drills when she was hit. She was engaged and expected to be married next year. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
North Texas Giving Day is coming up tomorrow, but one nonprofit is now getting ahead of the head start. Habitat for Humanity is building several homes in a neighborhood south of downtown Dallas. Dallas Habitat Chief Executive Ashley Brundage says people who live in these homes, they also come to help build them.
All of our homeowners go through homeownership counseling and education on how to be first-time homeowners, and then they're buying the house, right? So they're taking out a mortgage with us. We have our own mortgage product that we offer for 0% financing for these families. We're not giving anything out. We're giving a hand up.
They've also got dozens of volunteers from Lenox helping out today. Brundage says Habitat helps turn vacant lots into homes that will generate tax revenue for the city.
Voting rights groups criticizing the latest move by the state to get rid of non-citizens from the rolls.
Texas Secretary of State Jane Nelson requesting citizenship verification from the federal government for 1 million people currently on the state's voter rolls. With the election less than 50 days away, ACLU of Texas Attorney Thomas Bucer Clancy calling this a blatant violation of the National Voter Registration Act.
These systematic removals of voters from the rolls cannot occur within 90 days of an election.
Secretary Nelson making the argument that federal law restricts states from requiring proof of citizenship. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texas Attorney General Kim Paxton now suing counties for their voter registration efforts, but now he's the one that's getting sued.
Just one day after the courts threw out the AG's lawsuit against Bexar County for mailing out voter registration materials, Travis County filed its own lawsuit against Ken Paxton for interfering with their statutory duty to help unregistered voters take their place at the voting booth. Paxton says counties that provide voter registration forms to citizens through the mail actually help promote fraud and reduce public confidence in election integrity. But Travis County's federal lawsuit this week says Paxton is the one impeding local efforts to help citizens vote, saying that violates the Voting Rights Act. October 7th is the deadline to register for voting in the upcoming presidential election. From the 24-Hour News Center, Bill McLean, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Doesn't anyone in Texas want the big winnings? For the second time in a week, we hear of someone that's waiting till the absolute last minute to cash in a $2 million Powerball winning ticket. The person bought that ticket at a C-Mart in Austin on April 10th, and there's less than a month before the deadline passes and that money goes away. The deadline's October 7th. Now, on Sunday, this Sunday, there's another Mega Millions ticket that's worth $1 million that goes stale. That ticket bought in Houston. DFW Airport might be the second biggest airport in the world, but it's also in the top five when it comes to a satisfying experience. Latest from J.D. Power looks at North America's airport satisfaction study. It finds DFW finished fifth overall when it comes to a good experience among major airports. Love Field came in fourth for large airports. J.D. Power looks at how easy it is to get through the airport, the facilities, the staff, food, drink, retail, and how easy it is to arrive and leave the airport for when you're back from a flight or taking off. Minneapolis-St. Paul finished number one, then Detroit, Phoenix, JFK ahead of DFW. The worst is Newark.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.